Fact check, Joe Biden repeats the very fine people hoax at DNC. By Joel B. Polak on August 20, 2020. Claim, Joe Biden said, again, that President Donald Trump called neo-Nazis in Charlottesville very fine people. Verdict, false. Trump said the neo-Nazis should be condemned totally. Biden knows he is lying about this. Former Vice President Joe Biden repeated the very fine people hoax in accepting the Democratic Party nomination in a speech to the Democratic National Convention, DNC, repeating his lines from last week, almost word for word. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis and white supremacists coming out of fields spewing the same anti-Semitic bile herd across Europe in the 30s? Remember the violent clash that ensued between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it? And remember what the president said when asked? He said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides. That was a wake-up call for us as a country and for me a call to action. Biden has used the very fine people hoax since the very start of his campaign, even claiming that it motivated him to run. And he repeated it in the most important speech of this campaign thus far. But the very fine people hoax remains a lie. Breitbart News has fact-checked Biden's use of this hoax almost every time he has used it, even confronting him directly at the Iowa State Fair last year. From our coverage at last week's event introducing Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as his running mate. Here are the facts. President Trump repeatedly condemned the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville in August 2017, totally. Moreover, the neo-Nazis were not the only violent group in Charlottesville. The clash was not with those standing against hate peacefully, but with violent, black-clad Antifa extremists. As to very fine people, Trump had been referring to peaceful protests both for and against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. He completely condemned the extremists, as the timeline and transcript confirm. August 12, 2017, Trump condemned violence on many sides in Charlottesville, after neo-Nazi and Antifa clashes. August 14, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups in White House statement. August 15, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis totally, praised nonviolent protesters on both sides of statue debate. Biden launched his campaign with the Charlottesville hoax, and persisted in doing so, even after Breitbart News confronted him last August with the fact that he was misquoting the president. His words on that occasion, like his words on Wednesday, repeated his campaign launch speech almost verbatim, a script from which he refuses to depart. Even CNN's Jake Tapper, no fan of Trump, has admitted that Trump did not call neo-Nazis very fine people. Yet it is the core message of Biden's campaign. It remains a lie. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.